let's see. David's calling us from Kenmore. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hi, Doc. I have a pretty serious bladder situation where I'm having to wear a catheter for the last year, and they tell me that the VA that's going to have to probably wear it the rest of my life. My bladder's dead. It's no longer elastic. I'm wondering if there's any procedure that is possible to reactivate that, or if I'm going to just have to continue on with this.
Well, I barely heard some of the words, sir. Did you say that you were told the bladder was no longer elastic? Was that the word you used?
Yes.
Okay. Now, by that, do they mean it can't relax or contract, or do they give you any specifics?
Well, it's just, they just said it's dead. It's evidently, it's not expanded. It's just, and it won't. When I put a liquid in the bladder, it's not functioning.
Okay. Well, I have not dealt with that before, but here's some thoughts. The bladder, as I think everybody knows, in both men and women, is just a big old muscle. Of course, it's a hollow muscle, and there's muscle. I mean, basically, it's muscle all wrapped around space in which the urine is supposed to be stored until it's time to let it go. Okay, so it's a muscle. Now, why should a muscle stop working? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Could be compression on the nerves to the bladder from the spine. So one thing you might do, and again, I haven't dealt with this before, but this could be possible, is to check with a good chiropractor and see if there's any compression on the nerves that just happen to end up in the bladder. And maybe if that compression is relieved, the bladder itself, getting the innervation back, can be helped to recover. Now, that's one possibility. Here's another one.
I come down with sciatica at the same time.
Aha! Okay, sir. Well, that strengthens the case to go see a good chiropractor, because if you came down with sciatica at the same time this happened, something had to be compressing on a nerve someplace to get that sciatica to happen. And that raises another possibility, sir. Okay, back in the Merck Manual for vitamin B12, published in 1957. Good grief, what was the Merck Patent Medicine Company doing working with vitamin B12? Well, they had a patent, of course, on how to make bioidentical vitamin B12. So they wanted to promote the stuff because they had this patent. It ran out in 57, so that was the last copy of the handbook they issued. Anyway, what they said in there is that many doctors have found that if people have sciatica and they're given regular injections of a combination of vitamin B12 and vitamin B1, why, the sciatica will get lots better. And since that time, sir, it's been found that both B12 and B1 help to rejuvenate nerves. So you might be checking with a natural medicine doctor about that in case this did come on with the sciatica and the chiropractor can't help. Well, gee, maybe you can rejuvenate some nerves back there and not give up. So there's two things, nerve compression.
Did you say B12 and B1?
Yes, sir, B12 and B1, and they just used those two, and there it was in the Merck Medical Manual.
That's B like in boy, not that B like in dog.
Correct. B1 and B12, and they are injectable and very, very, very safe. About the only way you could hurt yourself with them is to take an enormous overdose, which nobody could afford anyway. All right, now there's one other thing before we get to our break here, and that is that, muscle. Muscle. Oh, yeah, muscles that can't relax very well, and if it can't relax, it can't accept much urine or water, whichever it might be. Muscle can't relax very well if the magnesium count is low. Magnesium helps muscles to relax, and the bladder, unlike most muscles, has to relax to operate, and then it goes back to its regular unrelaxed form.
It's the opposite of relaxing, because when I put the liquid in the bladder and filled it up, it wouldn't actually function to eject the urine.
That's called relaxation, sir. It actually is a relaxation response. We have to the muscle has to relax to let the urine out. It's not a... I know it's opposite from most muscles, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So you, You might be checking with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to check also on magnesium and other mineral levels that affect muscle contraction and relaxation. And the only other thing to think about is testosterone. I'm sorry, muscle is very testosterone dependent. That's less likely to be a factor because it might affect your, it would probably affect your other muscles too. But don't give up yet. I'm not saying anything, any of these are for sure, sir, but they're definitely things to look into.
Okay. And one last question. I have a question. My close friend is an epileptic, and he desperately needs to get hold of a good neurologist. I guess it would be a neurologist in the area, because the doctors that he's been seeing are just totally against any kind of holistic or integrative research.
Okay, well, either Swedish or Virginia Mason actually has a department where they combine, they say they do anyway, I've never been there, but it's online, where they combine regular medicine with aspects of natural medicine. So obviously they're not totally against it. So I'd look that up online if you want to find a neurologist, because I agree with you, there's no neurologists out there who use entirely holistic medicine or natural medicine. But it's either Swedish or Virginia. They have this department. Check into that, sir. Have him check into that, of course.
Okay, that's Swedish or, you said, Virginia Mason?
Yeah, one or the other, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.